With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lee, Democrats are enraged that Chuck Schumer and a handful of Democrats appear to have caved on the shutdown.
Yeah.
And they are demanding the starvation of their own voters. Or else.
Well, yeah.
This is an incredible set of facts, if you really step back and think about it. Republicans are trying to fund the food stamp welfare state, and Democrats are standing in their way. Did you ever think you would see this?
No.
And look, if you want to boil this down, I mean, this is John Fetterman, the Democrat senator from Pennsylvania on The View, okay? And they are tearing him a new one. For, you know, voting to end the shutdown. And he just takes him to the woodshed. And it's like, you don't even care if people are starving. Right now, about a quarter of SNAP recipients can't get food across the country. And Democrats have now voted 14 times against reopening the government till we got this one, right? So all they had to do was reopen the government. Take a listen to this. This really shows you the temper tantrum.
It was a horrific mistake. Governor Gavin Newsom called it pathetic and a surrender. Poll after poll found more Americans on both sides of the aisle blaming Republicans. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene blamed the GOP. As you mentioned, Democrats had big wins last week, so you had momentum. Why give in now? Why bring a butter knife to a gunfight? Are you willing to gamble that the GOP will negotiate on health care in good faith once the government reopens? Because if that gamble is wrong, 500,000 Pennsylvanians that you represent, their health care costs will skyrocket if you are wrong. And I believe you are wrong.
Well, first of all, you know, MTG is quite literally the last person in America that I'm going to take advice or to get their kinds of my leadership and values from. And now if Democrats are celebrating crazy pants like that, then that's on them. And now I don't need a lecture from whether it's Bernie or the governor in California, because they are representing very deep blue kinds of populations. I promise you, this isn't a political game. It is viewed by that by many of us. But the reality is 42 million Americans now not sure where their next meal is going to come from. And because we vote like that, or people that haven't been paid for 5 weeks now, and that kinds of chaos, those workers have to borrow more than $500 million, you know, from their credit union just to pay their bills now. So for me, we're in the middle of this.
Senator, I got to.
He just decimates them. Yeah. So they interrupt him. Oh, wait, hey, squirrel.
Well,
yeah, squirrel.
What happens when you start talking facts to that crowd?
Yeah, 42 million people are eating. So what? We don't care. We want our way. We're like little children. Meanwhile, the transportation secretary, Duffy's out warning, listen, this shutdown is creating very unsafe flying conditions, and Democrats don't care.
Here is Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy talking about exactly that as one of his major concerns. Listen to this.
I'm not going to give the exact numbers, but what I've told everyone is we saw what's called loss of separation. There's safe distances that airplanes need to maintain in the airspace.
And he's talking about air traffic controllers there. You hear that, and as a passenger, you get concerned. What do you think?
You know, it's the FAA's job to keep the airspace safe and the plane safe, and they do a very good job doing that. And as the secretary, you know, has said, he'll slow the system down, which he's been doing, and if needed, bring it to a complete stop at specific airports.
Yeah, 9,200 flights gone. They don't care. They don't care. So it's just about now we're going to get the insurance for the illegals. And this whole idea of, well, we have to shut down the government to have a conversation about Obamacare subsidies. No, you don't. They've offered you a vote. Yeah. You don't need to starve people until you get what you want. And you know what the Democrats want, Lee? This is so simple. And I think it's getting lost in all of this. The Democrats want to continue writing subsidy checks directly to their friends in the healthcare industry, the insurance companies, who wrote this horrible bill. Remember when they were at the White House every day under Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Writing the bill. Well, the Democrats want to keep the checks going to the health insurance companies because Americans don't see how much of their plan is subsidized. If they did, if they got the money directly, as Trump wants to send it to them directly, they'd be horrified. Obamacare is a total disaster on price. I mean, just 4 years after he promised it would save $2,500 for the average family of four, it doubled the premiums.
Yeah.
Doubled them in 4 years. In other words, doubled the price of healthcare. Mm-hmm. The only people benefiting from this are those who work for insurance companies. That's it. And Democrats don't want the jig to be up. They don't want people to see, oh my gosh, that's what my healthcare plan is. Because then you could see year to year too, wait, that's the real cost of my healthcare plan. If they actually had the subsidy themselves and could go shopping with it, they'd be screaming from the rooftops to reform this system. And Trump's doing a lot of other smart stuff too, like this idea of, you know what, let's just cut the insurance companies and the Democrats out. Mm-hmm. And you know what we'll do? We'll just direct pay the pharmaceutical companies. It's brilliant. Saves a ton of money. All the Democrats did was create a bunch of private sector infrastructure in the insurance companies to handle a bunch of stuff we could just handle direct.
Right. In other words, they're opposed to applying free market principles.
Yeah. And so Democrat, they don't want any of this. But people forget this, okay? And I remember because I covered the whole thing. I don't know if you remember this because it's so long ago, but do you remember, they were struggling to get the votes for Obamacare because it was a straight Democrat party line vote. And it had two parts. It had Obamacare, which involved the insurance agencies, insurance.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
But then it had the public option.
Right.
And the whole idea was that they would make it cost so much money to get health insurance that everyone would opt for the public option.
Right. Yeah.
And they would backdoor their way to socialized medicine.
Right.
But the problem was they were literally 1 to 2 votes short and they couldn't get it through with the public option. They had to drop the public option.
Yep.
That left us with a health insurance Obamacare plan designed to escalate costs.
Yep.
But no public option for people to go to.
Right.
Not that I want to have one, but that part's not there. Well, it's still doing its job of escalating prices, escalating costs. And now neither party wants to own that part. So, I mean, it's just, it's a mess. This is a mess. And I don't know if Republicans have the courage to do what it'll take to fix it. Trump's trying to do some around the corner fixes, and they're real smart, like Trump RX.
I don't think there's any party or politician in, or almost no politicians in Washington that have the courage to fix it.
No, I don't think so either.
Because the fix would be extremely painful for a short period of time.
Yep.
And then we would start working our way toward free market capitalism working and see an lowering of cost and improvement of services.
I know. And at least just let these insurance companies have to compete across state lines.
Please.
That alone would bring prices down. Yeah. Americans don't care about that. They just want to know about the bill. They don't care if it hurts the insurance company. That's just politicians who aren't going to get the PAC money for their campaigns. Every state is like this. We have 2 to 3 big insurance companies. They don't compete against each other. It's a mess. And you get that when the insurance companies wrote the bill. See, someone should have explained this to Luigi Mangione.
I was just thinking about that. Isn't it so odd that most of these Democrats are seemingly giving the appearance it's fine for violence to be enacted against an insurance company executive. But when it comes to keeping the insurance companies funded with government money, they want to keep that going.
It's a mess. The Democrats are just doing this as a dodge anyway. The real reason that they shut down the government was to get $200 billion for illegal immigrant health care and to get that section of the big, beautiful bill erased that barred them from using pass-through money. That's it. That's the only reason. They didn't get it.
Not yet, at least.
No, and now they got a cover for it. They got the whole time we were trying to get you Obamacare. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, health care. No, that was not the ticket. And that's why one of the brilliant things Mike Johnson did, and when he gets it right, I tell you, is he literally stood there, gave a speech with the projector, with the sheet that Chuck Schumer had given Republicans with his demands, and on it was the erasure of that part of the big, beautiful bill that blocks Democrats from enrolling illegals on Medicaid.
I don't think Democrats are going to learn the lesson, but I think it's interesting how they're wanting to pin this also on Schumer, even though he did everything that the left-wing socialist in the party wanted to do. He fought for it. Now, they're trying to say now, well, he just didn't fight hard enough and that he wasn't able to keep these Democrat senators from defecting. But look what happens. If anybody that is not 100% always towing that left-wing socialist communist line, you're a target.
And this is a problem going forward, Lee, because if that's where I'm going next. CNN reporting AOC has such a polling advantage on him. That Senate seat, his Senate seat's hers if she wants it.
Good. Go get it.
In New York State, state.
Go for it. Okay. Go for it. Because that will help Republicans nationally.
I hope so.
I'm almost certain it will. Because if you look at the polling on AOC, she is – if you think Donald Trump's divisive
– Yeah, I don't think he's divisive. I think he's made a few mistakes lately, but I mean
– No, I mean that's what the prevailing narrative is, that Donald Trump is a divisive politician. Well, you know what? I think that AOC's a little more divisive than his reputation.
It just shows you, though, the direction the Democrats are going in. Mm-hmm. And it's not just New York City.
No. This is the death of the Democrat Party as we knew it.
Yep.
And this is the change. This is the sea change. They're going all in on this.
And just again, amazing, just from that clip with Fetterman, they don't care that a quarter of Americans were, on SNAP were going to go hungry. They just don't care.
Yeah.
It's about winning. And the mask really slipped there. They've always fashioned themselves the champions of the poor. They don't care.
No.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.